Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. The date today is the 22nd of Dhul Hijjah, 1446, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 19th of June, 2025. The topic of discussion today is Iran and Israel. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, as an introduction, just give us a briefing between these two areas.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, is the 22nd of Dhul Hijjah, 1446, here in South Africa and few other countries. And in majority of the countries, Alhamdulillah, we know that today it is the 23rd of Dhul Hijjah. So with Allah Ta'ala's help and mercy. Nevertheless, so before we start with that, let us just make few announcements and then we'll get into the topic. We all should be reading two rakat salatu shukr. Last night, Maghrib time, Isha time, Masjidul Aqsa was open. And we thank Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla for that great, great bounty and favor. Daily we should be reading salat two rakats. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjidul Aqsa, and all our masajid. But if we look at it on the other side, imagine what an indictment it is upon us, this ummah. We are 1 billion, and the jutlas are 15 million, 1-5. And they can close Masjidul Aqsa whenever they feel like. They can open it whenever they feel like. And the ummah must be silent. So much so in the Haramain Sharifain, 90% of the imams don't even take the word Yahud, because it will upset Waliyul Khamar that a harami murtad bin shaitan MBS. Can you believe that? So, but there's the reality on the ground. Tomorrow is Usama Khayyat. So you think he's going to speak anything about this? They now all keep silent what they can say. So that is how the real reality is. That's one. Two, some very, very good news to give you. So remember that Iran is giving Israel a good pounding and a good thrashing. You must remember that. So George Galloway now, in his latest interview, he said that the mayor of Tel Aviv is begging that, please, we must stop this, we must stop this. Now, if the mayor of Tel Aviv is saying that, so that speaks volumes itself. You must remember that. You know, Fox TV and all that American, they're 100% with America, 100% with Israel. They're saying that we must not show all the images coming out from Tel Aviv. So last night only, just last night, they attacked, you must remember, 6-7 big buildings there in Tel Aviv. And you know the rocket or missile or drone or whatever you want to call it. They say it's so powerful, you must remember that, that the Israelis never even expected that they had this in their arsenal and in their, you know, in whatever they have there. So anyway, so we told you 101 times that this war is between two shaitans. You see that both are haramis. So one side the Shias, also are kuffar, and one side the Jews and the Yahud and the Zionists. But in this case, Mufti Taqi Usmani has sent, you must remember, a tweet I see, 100% he says we must unite with Israel, with Iran against Israel. Last night I was there by Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haq Sahab, same thing, you see. So our seniors, what we are saying all the time, so the Ummah must unite on this. So much so our Pakistan and our Taliban are saying, if America comes in then and they use nuclear and so forth, you know, then definitely Taliban will be joining Iran And remember, Pakistan will be joining and so forth if nuclear is used. So it shows that they have great, great support. In fact, with all this happening, Iran has become a big hero. And you take our Arab countries and Muslim countries have become zero. The donkeys, if you ask me, majority of them are murtaddeen, munafiqeen, kafirin, and ghaddareen. If you don't understand the term murtad, they are apostates, they are munafiqeen, hypocrites, they are ghaddar, they are traitors to the Palestinians, and they betray them, and so forth and so on. So therefore, we must always know what really is happening. And to my own fraternity, the ulama and students and so forth, you know, yesterday we were sitting there, Hazrat Mufti Sahib was teaching Muslim Sharif Kitabul Hudud and all that. So I was telling one, two students, you know what's happening? They know absolutely nothing, zero, zero, you understand? So how you can be in this world, tomorrow you're going to qualify and so forth, and people will tell you, speak about this, speak about that. We don't even know the rudiments and the basics about these things. I mean, that is really very, very poor, you know. But did not the fuqaha and the jurors say, "Mallam ya'arif ahla zamani fa wa jahilun"? That if you don't know what's going on in your time, then you're a jahil, actually speaking. You must remember that. You see, we got this delusion and illusion and things that we are ulama, we did this, we did this. Fine, you are ulama, but if you can't solve the problems of the ummah, then what good you are? I mean, let us be honest about these issues. You understand? We say Islam is the hal, is the solution for all our problems. But how are you going to solve the problem when you don't even know the problem? So this type of thing. So to me, it's a great, great, you must remember, deficiency in our system, you must remember that. That we don't even know what's happening, you must remember that. So that, to me, doesn't make sense at all. Anyway, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, let's give you a very brief history of who is Iran and who is Israel and what is the sticking point is nuclear. So that is what it has become, right? And then if there's any other questions, we go on with that. See that Islam, if you take from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time, so the Master alayhi salatu salam's Milad Mubarak took place 20th April 571, okay? We use Gregorian calendar to make it easy. 632 was the Master alayhi salatu salam's demise. And 640-641, time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and Iraq, Iran, all these areas were conquered. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala, who played a major role in all these victories. So therefore, he says himself, that Sa'ad radiallahu anhu is from Ashra Mubashara, he says, "Ana thalithul Islam, I'm the third male to embrace Islam, you know. And who am I? Wa awwalu man rama sahman fi sabilillah. I'm the first person to shoot an arrow in the path of Almighty Allah." When we went to Iraq, you know, so some places we had very good guides. So if you go to Jami'u Kufa, you know, the big masjid there and so forth. It says, Sa'd ibn Waqas radiallahu anhu stood there in the middle and he shot in all four directions. He said, "This is our masjid. Now you, the Sahaba, Tabi'in, all of you, around where this arrow stopped and fell down, beyond that, you build your houses here. This is the designated portion of the masjid." See? So he was a master marksman also, you see. So anyway, all this happened in 640, 641. Right till from then, till 1500. We worked it out the other day, 760 years, you see that? So you must remember, it was what? Muslim rule, Sunni rule. You got Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu from there, then you got Imam Abu Hanifa from there, you got Imam Muslim from there, of Muslim, you know, of Sahih Muslim, Imam Ibn Majah from there, and Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani is buried there. Like that, thousands and thousands of people, Sahaba, Tabi'in, Awliyaullah, Fuqaha, and like that, you'll get thousands. It's very, very rich history. But Tasawwuf came. Therefore, Tasawwuf is not all good. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, wrote a book, you understand? Some of his books are masterpiece, you know. Al-Furqan, Baina Awliya'illah wa Awliya'i-Shaytan, or Awliya'i-Rahman wa Awliya'i-Shaytan. So you must draw a distinction who are the real Awliya'ullah and Awliya'ur-Rahman, and who are the Awliya'ur-Shaytan, you see. So this character's name was Ismail Safavi. You see that? So his name was Ismail Safavi. And when Ismail Safavi came in the name of Tasawwuf, make zikr, make tilawat, do this, all that. So people now start joining him and they say, Waliullah came and this came and this came. And now people make hulu and they go to another extreme like that. So then he built up a huge amount, big force. First thing they did, they started slaughtering, massacring the Sunni ulama, you see. You know when I went to Iran, so then they showed me that place there. I forget the name, but anyway they took me there, the Zari, the driver, he took me. So if I just check my notes, I'll find it. So he said during the time of Shah, anybody that was what they call dissident, what you call his opponent, they would take them there, like in apartheid, how they took them and put them in the Robben Island. So yeah, it wasn't putting them, they put them right inside the water and they just die. You see that thousands of people were there, the Savak. Savak were the intelligence, like you know. So that was of the Shah, Shahin Shah, the Harami. So that is how they used to operate, these people there. Just kill, 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 kill. And then in 1979, they got more momentum when the Thawra-e-Shi'iyah took place. The Shia revolution took place, not the Islamic revolution. Khomeini came into power and so forth. You see, a few things we must admit. Now, this is also our short-sightedness, you know, that we don't even know these type of things, you know. Now, we in South Africa, you know, and therefore, if you know apartheid South Africa and Iran, they had very good ties. When we were studying in Karachi in the 70s, they used to tell us that you must go to Iran. There is an embassy there, you understand, South African embassy in Tehran. You must remember that. Pakistan had no embassy. India had no embassy, all that. But Iran had an embassy. So the ties, political ties between apartheid South Africa and Iran, you know, during the time of Shah, were excellent. Not good, they were excellent. 80-90% of the petrol oil used to come to South Africa used to come from Iran. You understood? So we must know all these things. So when this Khomeini came, so they did some good things also. So you see, sometimes, you know, therefore in Tirmidhi Sharif, there's a wonderful, beautiful hadith there. أحبب حبيبك هون ما أسا أن يكون بغيضة يوم ما. And that when you have friendship, you mustn't have so much friendship that you don't, one day the person can turn against you. You must remember that. And when you hate somebody, you mustn't hate him so much that tomorrow he can become your friend also, you know. So it's hadith you will find in Tirmidhi. So anyway, so sometime our people, everything of these people is bad. You talk nonsense, you must remember that. So they did some one, two good things also. So when Khomeini came into power, first thing meaning in the starting stages already, they said we cut off ties with apartheid South Africa. Now that was a master stroke, you must remember that. Because when Mandela and them came, they appreciated it a hell of a lot. You see, because these whiteys, America, UK, Australia, New Zealand, they had all excellent ties with apartheid South Africa and so forth and so on. And they continued with that. So that was a man. Then when the ANC came back into power, then the oil and all that started coming in again. So we must know these things here. Another thing we must know is in 1953, there was, as they say, now this is something we must know, especially nowadays what is happening. In 1953, there was a democratically elected government. You can just Google it there. That who was the Prime Minister, President of Iran in 1953? His name starts with the M. You don't understand? So that, and then Britain and them. You must remember they overthrew him, America and so forth. And then they said, we will be in charge of the oil. You see? So everywhere, like Trump, he says openly, he say we just want the oil, what else you want? You understood? So you must remember this kind of thing. With the M it starts.
Muhammad Musaddiq.
Yeah, Musaddiq or something.
Musaddiq.
Yeah. So he was the president, isn't he? Prime Minister.
Iranian Premier, it says.
Yeah. So he was the, so there's Britain and America and them, they overthrew him. So what you all speak of regime change? You all are the ones where there was democracy, you all change. Then you brought the tin pot dictator, and they brought that, you understand, the Shah Pahlavi and all these characters, the Shah of Iran. Now they want the replay of that. The Shah's son, Riza, so remember, he went there, he went to the Wailing Wall, all these things here, and is 100% pro-Zionist. So Netanyahu, the Walkerman will say, that we must get rid of this Shah, of this guy, these Ayatollahs and Hujjah and all this, and put him there now. Imagine they want to come tell you who must become the prime minister, president, and all this type of thing. But when there was one, then you are the one who removed him. You see, now these kind of things we must know. That shuts their mouth up forever. It's like telling you that no, when everything, the dust settles, then there in Gaza, the government must be there. But who must be the government? Anybody beside Hamas. So who the hell are you to tell the Palestinians, you say you want democracy, you say you must be there. But if they vote for Hamas, then what? You see, so that is how the hypocrisy, everywhere you will find that, that words of Ronald Reagan, it still rings in my ears, you know, till today. He said we must have in South Africa, apartheid South Africa, constructive, you understand, engagement there. One thing I'll tell you about this whiteys and all these guys, the words they come up with are very good words, you know. People listen, they say, yeah, you know, it makes sense, it's constructive engagement. You see. They'll kill our children, our babies, all that. Say, no, we targeted this, you see. So, ABC. So now there was the collateral damage. So, see, today, last night, Iran didn't target the hospital. They targeted the building next to the hospital. So now with the aftershocks and dust and all this type of thing, so 6 people got injured or 10 people got injured or what and what. But you look at, I was looking at the news today. So now, you know, there's Twitter and all these guys. You say, Iran attacked the hospital. But what you did in Gaza, you understood? Every hospital you attacked. Every clinic you attacked, every mosque, every church you attacked, you must remember that. So that is what we must understand and step of things. So that is where we are briefly now. And as far as Iran goes, so they have 90 million plus minus people, and from there 60, 65 million, you must remember, are Shias, and Muslims are between 20, 25, you stretch it 30%, not more than that. Sometime our Maulanas and Sheikhs, and they also make another hulu, they'll tell you 40, 50, 30 tales, there's nothing like that. So you see, we must be fair. That is what Quran teaches us. Even with our enemies, we must be just. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ So we can't, because of hatred now, you forget your justice and all that. Deen means justice, remember that. مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ So you must remember that. So that is briefly about Iran and that. And they have a lot of Jews there currently. And best part, these Jews of Iran, they're all supporting Iran against Israel. The Jews of Iran are supporting Iran more, and they say that the Israeli regime is totally in the wrong. And the Haaretz newspaper, and that if you read it, you will find the progressive Jews there in Israel, they also supporting Iran. So they say it's right. They must also have right. So if you got right of defense, they also got right of defense. And remember two other things, then we go. So there was a ceasefire between Israel and between Hamas. Who broke that ceasefire? You, Israel, in March this year. You see that? So you are the guilty party. Everything was okay. This side is Israel, that side is Iran. So last week, Thursday night, Friday morning, you decided to launch an attack. That type of attack is a war crime. We are in South Africa, let's take, you understand, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Mozambique, here, this Mickey Mouse states, you understand, Swaziland and Lesotho and all that. They're all South African provinces, basically, you understand. So anyway, so this South Africa, this Botswana, this not Botswana, this Lesotho and Swaziland and all. South African currency works one-to-one in all that. Depth. So anyway, so now, I say, I'm the Prime Minister, President of South Africa. I say there's a perceived threat that tomorrow those people, maybe they'll attack me, maybe next week they'll attack me. So I just go and attack them. Which law in the world allows that? You understood? No way is that permissible. There's a war crime that. So that is what we should understand and know and so forth, you see. So that is their story. Then we come to these people's story, the Jutlas. After World War II, there was a lot of sympathy, empathy for them and all that, what Hitler did and all that. And the media played the story, 6 million, all lies also. So it was 1 million or less. It was less than 1 million also. Anyway, there was sympathy. But now where must they go? So they say, go to Argentina. They say, no. They say, go here, Uganda, all this. They say, no. Say, okay, where you want to go? You say, I want to go to Palestine, you see. So this was already hatched up many, many years before that. 1917, they had their meeting and all these type of things, that we must go and settle there. So you must remember, long before World War II and all that. So all these type of things happened. So then they came. Palestinians, good people, you know. Say, there's bichara, poor people, got nothing, there's that. Ahlan wa sahlan, come stay here, be my neighbor, we'll give you food, we'll give you this, all that. Sam min kalbak ya akulka. You go listen to the interviews of Golda Meir. She says, we were Palestinians, we had Palestinian passport. You know, understood and all that. When that attack took place in Masjid al-Aqsa in 69, where they burned the minbar and all that, she was the prime minister at that time. And she said also that I feared what would happen. Then when I saw nothing happened, I knew these Arabs are hopeless people. You understand? So good for nothing. So that is how you must remember that. So 46, 47, then you had the three gangs. The Irgun gang, I-R-G-U-N, the Haganah gang, and Stern gang. Where they found Palestinians, the British were there, give them arms, ammunition. They shoot the Palestinians, all this. So terrorism was started by the Israelis, by the Jews. You must remember that. So that is this. Then subsequently, on the 14th of May, 1948, Israel comes into existence. The first country to recognize them is America. And thereafter, all those Western countries, Britain, France, and Europe, and Russia, and all of them recognize them. So that is how it happened. Now you must remember, we must draw a distinction a little bit. One is Judaism and one is Zionism. You see that? So Zionism is more political and Judaism is more spiritual, if you want to understand it in that word, that way. So then, but the Zionists hijacked it. Like how you study Christianity, it's not Christianity today what they're teaching in the church. It's a Pauline theory, you see. So what is the Pauline theory? There was a Jutla Harami must be there somewhere, remember that. So there was a Jutla, his name was Saul, S-A-U-L. Saul sees a dream and he becomes Paul. You see that? So when Paul becomes that, so now he say, this is in the Bible, this in the Bible. Half the things he put in the Bible, you see that? So when he put in the Bible and all this kind of thing. So now this, so is that Christianity or is that the Pauline theory? The Pauline theory. So Christianity was hijacked by these guys here and his chamchas and sidekicks. So thus Judaism was hijacked by Zionism. You see that? So like how our Islam, these Najdis and Wahhabis want to hijack it. You see that? But Allah is humiliating them every day. You must remember that. Imagine they're seeing Iran hitting the hell out of Tel Aviv and so forth. They hit their stock market. You know that? They hit Mossad headquarters. You know that? They hit the Wiseman or Wandsman or whatever you call it, where they had their greatest archives and all these things here. They burnt everything to pieces. So they're hitting such strategic places, the Jutlas don't know whether they're coming or going, you know. And you know, from Tehran to Tel Aviv is 2,000 kilometers. That rockets or missiles or whatever they send lands in 12 minutes, 15 minutes is there. Imagine. You understood? Now, if you just compare, this is just one moment for us to think and pause. If you compare them with Saudi Arabia, you compare them with Emirates, compare them with Jordan and Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco, then you bring in Kuwait and you bring in all these other countries, you understand? How rich they are, you understand? Multi-million, multi-trillion, all that. But bunch of donkeys, haramis, you must remember, instead of building arms, ammunition, all this type of thing, go spend the money, buy the soccer player, come to Qatar, and go give Trump millions and billions and trillions. And Trump says in 2 hours, 3 hours, I collected $3 trillion. You understood? So, So bunch of idiots, man. Waylul lil Arab. You must remember this type of thing. So they took their money. When I went 2013 in my lectures, I used to say this. I say, we don't agree with them, the kuffar, but one thing I will tell you, their army is one of the best armies in the Middle East. If it's not equal to Israel, then it's number two after Israel. And today they're showing their capabilities, what and what they can do. And our guys, hopeless, useless. They say, no, America will give us security. Israel is like saying, the snake, yeah, I put it here by my sleeve. I say, the snake will look after me. That snake will bite you and sting you, you idiot. So you must remember this thing here. So that is what our Muslim countries and Arab countries are, you see. So stupid people, foolish people. So then came 48. So the Palestine no more, Israel. Then came 67, and then they said that now is our capital, Jerusalem. Now the war is going on, Eretz Israel. You see, you got that Smotrich, you got that Ben Gvir, you got that Katz, you got that Cohen, you got Netanyahu. Whole lot of haramis, whole lot of war criminals. So they speak about the expansion, you see. We must extend and expand the borders and so forth. But Allah Ta'ala stopped them now with Hamas. Allah stopped them now with Iran and so forth and so on. Imagine we as Sunnis, we have to support Iran. Because we the Sunni countries, good for nothing. وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ Chapter 47, verse 38. And the hadith is there in Tirmidhi, Bayhaqi, and Mustadrak Hakim. Quran Karim states, if you the Arab first and foremost, and you Muslims, you turn away, Allah will replace you with another nation, with other people. And those other people will not be like you. So Sahaba asked, who are they, Ya Rasulullah? Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu was sitting there, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he and his people. So that is telling you it's Iran, who else it is? Farsi, Faris. So that's a different issue now, that they are kuffar and all that. For that we will use the other hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-din bi rajul al-fajir. But when the true history is written, it will be written that Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Egypt, Jordan, Qatar, all of them were helping America and Israel. And Iran and their proxies, Hezbollah and Houthis, were helping the Palestinians. Is that not a shame upon us? Ya ahl al-dollar, huwa arun alaykum, huwa arun lakum. O people of dollars, you got millions, billions, trillions, you Saudis and Najdis. And this is ar, dollar and ar. Is a disgrace upon you till the day of Qiyamah. That is what Palestinians telling them. Ya ahl al-dollars, that this is arun alaykum. This is a ar. You see how Abu Talib, in his last moments, he was making qafiyah. In poetry, what you call it, qafiyah, you know. So in Arabic language, you must learn these terms. When you speak in poetry and that, and this rhyming, you call it qafiyah. In Quran, when it's rhyming, you call it fasila. You must know this term. So anyway, so then he made qafiyah. So what qafiyah? Oh, for the qafiyah. He said that Abu Talib, ikhtartu nar alal ar. You see, I choose the fire, you see, over the ar. Ar is disgrace, humiliation. So the word that Palestinians use for the Arabs, he said, Ya ahl ad-darar huwa arun alaykum. You see, this is ar and disgrace upon you. You must remember this kind of things. And now, then the last one they want, Allah forbid, demolish Qubbatul Sakhra, Dome of the Rock, and then replace it with Haikal-e Suleiman. What they did with Masjid Ibrahim Khalili. So same thing they want to do here also, partition it and take it over. So that is what's going on now and so forth. So we got that whole story finished now. So that is where we sit and all. Now we come to nuclear. Trump is trumpeting away. No, they can't have nuclear. Who? Iran can't have. G7 summit there in Canada, Toronto on Monday. They say unanimously we agree Iran can't have nuclear. You see, all these things here. So if you study United Nations and all of them, how come there are 193 countries or whatever, whatever it is, and five countries have got the right of veto. So why they got the right of veto? Because they're nuclear. So it means if you nuke there, then you can have right to veto. So then America, Russia, China, Britain, and France, you see. So these five countries, they can, you see, how many times they used the veto? 5 times the world wanted a ceasefire in Gaza. And always America blocked it, used their veto power. See, so now, who is the troublemaker and who wants peace? So that is what we must see in this type of things. One. Two is that go study, you see, this is what we don't know. That go study Israel. 3 incidents I give you. Israel came into existence, all that. So they said we must become a nuclear power. You see. So there they have a place, you see. So there was one guy. You must go check it up, his name and all that, you see. His name, Mikayu, or whatever, a difficult name to spell. But his surname is all right, Vanunu, V-I-N-U-N-U, Vanunu. So Vanunu saw this place, and he was working there, and thus, and all that. He went to spill the beans and everything there in Britain. He went to the Daily Mirror and so forth, and told them that Israel is a nuclear state, it's got nuclear, all these things there. But the person who owns the Daily Mirror, and this was Madoch. Madoch and them didn't carry the story. So who carried it? The Sunday Times in Britain, London carried it and all that. So then, Ms. Vanunu, there's one story. You got it there, Vanunu?
Si.
Yeah. What's his first name with the M it starts?
Morotabashai or something.
Yeah, Morotabashai or something. Whatever his name, difficult name. So he, which year it was that he exposed it? Which year it was? When they expose Israel's all their this thing, their nuclear and all that. So he had one weakness. You see, we all have weaknesses. So his weakness was woman. You see that? He loved beautiful women. There's Vanunu. He's sitting there in London and all. So Israel are masters, you must remember, in trapping people and catching people. So they use one Jutli, beautiful lady, you know, elegant looking, paragon of beauty and all that. And then she trapped him just that, and then she was an agent, Mossad agent and what have you. Then they brought him back and so forth. 22 years they put him away in jail. How many years? 22 years. The day he had to appear in court and all these things there, they wired up his mouth, he couldn't speak. That is your Israel. You must remember these things there. You see that? If you ask the Ummah today, Muslims, if you ask the Ulama, 90% never even heard the name. So you must remember, Vanunu and all this. So which kind of people we are? فَمَيْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْتَوْهُوتِ Quran says you must reject the Tawhut. So how are you going to reject the Tawhut if you don't even know who's the Tawhut? I am telling you, Mazahid, when you travel to Durban, don't go the old road via Newcastle and all those kind of things there. There are too many, you must remember, winding roads and dust and all that, Majuba, these, that, and all. Now, I'm telling you, but in your mind, you say, this guy is telling me of Majuba and about this, but I don't even know where's Majuba. So, who I'm speaking to, the wall or what? So, our halat is like that, the Ummat. What year it was?
It seems 1985 when you went to that woman.
So you must remember, the incident took place before that, obviously. So you must remember, get the exact date. You must remember, just put one, no, you'll get the whole thing there. So anyway, so that is how they trapped him. They put him 22 years away. You see, this guy here, over Nunu. He is the whistleblower, what they call. And you know JFK Kennedy. So who put him away? He said we must go and inspect this whole thing of Israel and all these kind of things there. So after a few weeks, he's assassinated. They used to go. When I went to America in 2000, I saw Clinton. You understood? In New York or somewhere it was. So you must see how they go, these presidents. So in front, they got the police, they got the scooter. On top of him, they got the helicopter. Behind him, they got police, security, all this kind of thing. Front, back, on top, everywhere. But in JFK's time, it wasn't like that. He went in a convertible car, you understand? And then that Israeli Jutla came and he put him away. You know now, Trump, he declassified it. So if you read that thing properly, it's 100% you'll be convinced that the Israelis pulled the job. You must remember these type of things. So like that, we must know what's happening, right? So you speak about nuclear and all these things here. Then comes, you must remember that they said, no, we the big five. You know Mandela and them. You see, to me, there are 3-4 things the ANC did, which if you ask, foolish things they did. One is they agreed with the Nationalist Party, the whiteys, you understand? All these guys, F.W. de Klerk and all these characters. So they agreed with them, okay, that you guys can be part government of national unity. We had the first one was government of national unity. We had one president, you understand, Mandela. We had 2 deputy vice presidents and all these kind of things and all that. And it was already worked out. That's 7 distinct provinces ANC will take. Natal, this thing will take, IFP will take, Butalesi, and the Western Cape, the Nationalist Party will take. It all worked out and all that. So you see, now Mama said peace. But how come you didn't demand from the white man there must be reparations for all your years and decades of apartheid? You uprooted our people, all these things, yeah. Then they demolished and abolished the death penalty. And then what I'm coming to is what? They said, you know the Boerer. This Boerer did some things here. The world is amazed. When I was studying at UNISA in the 80s, there's UNISA here in Pretoria. UNISA in the 80s were the largest correspondent university in the world. Once I remember there was some article, and I think of the 80s, they had over 105, 110,000 students worldwide. I still remember that when they gave the breakdown, they said in Saudi Arabia they got 1 or 2 students. You understand? From Saudi also, I don't know who it was, South Africans or whoever. So, but they had the, and all those kind of things. They give you a breakdown where the students are. And so they did some great things, whether we like it or not, like apartheid or a crime. But certain things we do that, you must learn from them. So they had this Boerer, they had a nuclear program. South Africa was going for nuclear. You must remember that. Who helped Pakistan with their nuclear? South Africa, but not directly via Gaddafi. Gaddafi was very good with Pakistan, and he was good with Bhutto, and he was good with this guy also. You must remember Mandela and all of them. So you must that. But they abandoned it. You see, this whole ANC, if you look at it, they wanted to impress the West and the white men. When they drew up the constitution in 96, the world said the best constitution in the world. That time I said already, that is not worth the paper on which is written, that constitution. Why? Because you must remember you abolished the death penalty. You said that this gay business and you said that this lesbian business are all human rights and what nonsense you must remember. But it appealed to the white man. It appealed to the Western world. And then and Mandela, the magic of Madiba, you see. So this type of things, yeah. So that frenzy. Today, what is helping you? If you listen to the Africans, you must remember they say that ANC is worse than apartheid. Apartheid was a crime. How many times I hear it? You know my habit. Whenever I go in the car, I go for Salat, come back. I must switch on the radio. Either SA, FM, either 702 and all that. You will hear what they're speaking. You pick up a lot of good things from there also. So in that way there, the nuclear program, which they should have continued with, they just abolished it and all that, finished in class. So South Africa, you look at the defense force today. We are jokers, man. Our minister of defense is a hopeless, useless. She doesn't even know how a defense works. They went now there to Congo and all that, and DRC and all that. They came back. They don't even know. It's like this American army. You look at them, 3/4, half of them are gays. They can't even walk straight in a line. They're so busy, you understand, with their gay business and all. You look at Iran. You look at these guys. You know this Boerer when they used to walk this army in Heidelberg, we had a gymnasium. So he's still there. But now they change it. When you see this Boerer, this army guys, then you knew that these guys, they mean business, you know. Yeah, they all Kalkop and all that, you know. They just give them haircut. I have no hair for you. That you must work here. You must be there. Like that. They had discipline and all. They are jokers here. They can't even walk, live running and all that properly. I'm just getting fat that we must pay for them and so forth. So that is the things. So anyway, come back now to this nuclear. So now, the question that nobody can answer, you understand? Calloway asked Piers Morgan, we asked the world, why can't Iran have nuclear? Why? When Israel has got hundreds of nuclear, why can't Iran have nuclear? So Iran's nuclear is such, they say, we will have nuclear and we will let the inspectors come and check up and we'll allow all these type of things. Israel, it doesn't allow any inspectors, doesn't it? It doesn't sign up for the ICJ, for the ICC, for nothing. It must be exempted from all this, just like America, because America and Britain's illegitimate child. So it is accepted, exempted everywhere. So how the hell? So if you ask them this question, that these Americans and this, that why do you guys support, the Christians especially, why do you all support, you understood, this ACDP? I heard their leader one day in the interview. He says, remember the Bible says, those who bless Israel, love Israel, God will bless them, will love them. And those who curse Israel, then Allah will curse them, God will. I'm cursing Israel, the Jutlas, from the day I'm born, maybe you could say. You understood? So nothing happening to me, so you must remember this type of thing. So that portion in the Bible also was put by some rabbi in the Torah and all. It's not Allah who revealed it or something. So you mean to tell me Allah is going to bless this Netanyahu and them and this character Smotrich and all of them for killing all the children and all that in Palestine? You're telling me that? That's what the Bible is saying, the Torah is saying. So, I mean, you should think also, you know. So we must be very, very clear that. So that's one big reason. So you have Zionists and you have Christian Zionists like Biden and all of them. The Christian Zionists, they accept what the Israelis want to do, you see. Then we must understand the last portion, and that is the New World Order. The New World Order means headquarters, America, and capital, Jerusalem. You see? So that side, America will be the policeman and will be the big shot of the whole world, and the dirty work and all that will be done by these guys here that initiate this war, start this war, military, this, and all these type of things. So that is there. You see, when Hamas pulled the thing off on 7th October 2023, what made Hamas do that at that time? What was the underlying factor? The underlying factor was this MBS and Israel, in matter of weeks and months, were going to sign that we're normalizing ties. And they knew once Saudis, you understand, normalizes ties, then the whole Arab world is gone. You understood? So that. So you idiots, Hamas did you all a big favor. And the Muslim Ummah think Hamas, otherwise Masjid al-Aqsa should be gone also. Just like Masjid Ibrahim Khalili is gone. But where the Ummah is there, we must be thankful to Hamas. We're not saying Hamas never made mistakes, never committed sins. We ourselves, how many mistakes we make? How many million, billion, zillion sins we commit? You understood? But when you weigh it up, so you see their hasanat, is Hazrat Muhammad Salimullah Khan Sahib, Nawwar Allah Barqadahu. Just see when Hazrat Muhammad Salimullah Khan Sahib passed away. Just put there. The death of, demise of Muhammad Salimullah Khan Sahib. So you must remember that. So Hazrat Muhammad passed away, he was almost 100 years old, you know. So that we studied by him in his prime, you must remember that, 79, 80 and all that. So how many years that is now? 45 years ago, like that. So,
2017.
2017 he passed away.
15th of January.
Ah, so you see, so beginning 2017, so he passed away, see. So how many years after I finished up? So 80 I finished up by him, so 2017. So 37 years after that, isn't it so? So, 37 years after that. So you must remember these things. We used to meet him a lot there, in Makkah, Medina and all that, mashallah. I never went to Pakistan after 95. So he used to always tell me, you have tashrif liana, and he said, I said, Hazrat, ya apan mulagat ho jaye, he said, keep quiet, you see. So there is a laugh like that. So if he knows I'm there, then he tell one, two students, go look for the Abdul Qadir, tell him I'm in this hotel or this place, then I go there by him like that. So alhamdulillah, he liked his lot, you know, like that. So anyway, so Hazrat Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib, Nawwar Allah Barqadahu, people used to ask him of Tabligh Jamaat, you know. He said, see, weakness they got, how me and you got weakness. So hasanatuhum ghalibun ala sharrihim. You understand? So they are good qualities and good work is 90%. Weakness is 5-10%. So that we all got that. So you must look at it. So same thing with Hamas and all of them. So hasanatuhum is much ghalib over their mistakes and wasayyat and so forth. And so you won't get 100% anybody. Where in the world you going to get 100% today? So nowhere. That was in the golden era, you must remember. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, time, sahaba, this, that, and all that. And even then, there were some mistakes made and sins committed, but Allah forgave them. So you must remember that. Allah says so. So you must remember that. So that is how you have to work nowadays. So we must support Hamas. We must support Iran on this point. And then the last point we make is this, that anybody harms the interests of Americans or Israelis and Jutlas, we must support them. You see that? Because the harm they have caused the Muslims and the Ummah locally, nationally, in the sea. I tell you something. I don't know if you have carried it in the news. You should carry it actually in the news. Yesterday, this morning, they announced that Trump and his administration are going to allow foreign students to come and study. You understand? Again in America and so forth and so on. But their social media accounts all must be made public. You see that? And remember, if there's any anti-American sentiment, and that's what does it mean, any anti-American sentiment? If you say free Palestine, or you speak in favor of Palestine, so that's anti-American sentiment. So then they can deport you or you won't get entrance into the varsity. You know. So what happened to your free speech? What happened to your democracy? What happened to the amendments of your constitution? So all haramis, these people, you must remember these type of things there. So the students are very happy who are getting deported and all that. That one guy wrote something, he say, America is the best country. I owe them $92,000 or whatever. Maybe in our money it was. Anyway, I owe them hundreds and all that of thousands of them. They deported us, finished, we don't have to pay them. So imagine thousand students, they're deporting, everyone is owing the state and all that. And now they don't have to pay because they deported, you see. So like that. So they owe the varsity, they owe the people who sponsored them, they owe this one and that. So like that. They don't have to pay anybody. Finish and clear. You deport me, what the hell I must pay for you? So that is how they work, these idiots and fools. See? Any other questions we got?
Mufti Saab can share with us quickly that hadith. Mufti Saab sent it the other day about Jews from Isfahan.
Yeah, so you must remember that they are there in Tehran alone. You must remember that there are 1 million, 1.5 million Sunni Muslims. You understand that? In Tehran alone. And how many? 15,000 Jews. So they're in Tehran alone. So remember that they like it there. They. You know Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. They said he also is killed. He came out on Twitter. They said, hey, me, I'm alive. What dead and all these type of things. And now, day for yesterday. So they said he was also assassinated. They say, you talk nonsense, I'm 100% alive. He has to have very good ties with the Jutlas and all of them and so. But now the hadith in Muslim Sharif, يَخْرُجُ الدَّجَّال مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ from the east. From where? From Isfahan. I went to Isfahan. From Qum. I landed in Tehran. From then we came to Qum. From Qum we went to this thing, Kashan, Isfahan, Isfahan, Shiraz. Then from Shiraz we came back here to Tehran, Rey, all these places. There's one, two other places also. So we visited like that, you see. So Isfahan, he'll come out. And Watabi'ahu, and who will join him? Sab'una alfan min al-Yahud. 70,000 Jutlas. You see? So it shows how many Jews there will be there in Iran and all these places already. So they all, their leader is Dajjal. So you must remember these kind of things. Yeah? So that is what is happening. And that is what we should understand and so forth and so on. So anyway, that we will support Iran as long as they keep on attacking Israel. That is what our standpoint is. They're attacking Tel Aviv, they're attacking Haifa, they're attacking this one. Very good. Keep on attacking. They're paying a heavy price also. But remember that, but they're carrying on. They say we won't surrender. So that is very good. And so now whether America will come on board, don't come on board, that we don't know, you must remember that. I think it's time up now.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab, to all our listeners. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.